La Trobe University recently gave students, from senior postgrads to primary schools, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to watch the transit of Venus. Linking its new space telescope to its giant screen, VisLab, the university also streamed the event on its website for staff, schools, amateur astronomers and the community.
It's really important to observe things that we don't get to see very often, and to see something that's thousands and thousands of kilometres away, which we're watching right now. It's really exciting. It's really exciting to be in current science.
Miss Coughlin is a nanotechnology research student. In her daily work, she uses La Trobe's state-of-the-art VisLab for global experimentation. The VisLab normally links the Melbourne campus to the Australian synchrotron and similar instruments all over the world.
It's used to conduct experiments all over the world, as well as in Melbourne at the Australian synchrotron, so people can remotely watch experiments that aren't able to be there themselves.
Steve Fleming, lecturer in astronomy, took the thrills of his discipline off campus, using the transit to encourage a future generation of scientists.
I'm here to show the children of Kinglake West Primary School the transit of Venus, which is a once in a 100-odd-year event. These children won't get a chance to see this again, neither will I. And it's an exciting time. There's a fair bit of history involved because Captain Cook came to Tahiti to measure a transit of Venus, and then, of course, as we all know, he went on his journeys to bump into Australia and New Zealand. So it's a good time to link that bit of history with a bit of science with the students.
La Trobe's two telescopes operated from the Melbourne Campus Observatory from 8:30 a.m. until 2:45 p.m. Good weather most of the morning helped provide wonderful images.
It's caught the imagination of school kids all over the world, really. We're very fortunate here in Melbourne to be able to see the transit for the whole period of the transit. We see it enter the sun, move across and leave the sun, whereas a lot of places the sun will either rise with it in transit or will set with it still in transit.
La Trobe's new telescope is 10 times as powerful as the model it replaces. It not only views with immense detail planets of our solar system, but also seeks out galaxies hundreds of millions of light years away, accurately measuring the brightness of stars and where they are in their life cycle.
Today they had what's called a hydrogen alpha filter on that telescope, which is a narrow bandpass filter that only lets the frequencies that correspond to the first spectral line of hydrogen through. So it's a really, really narrow bandpass. And with that hydrogen alpha filter, you can actually see detail on the sun's surface. You can see the granulation, you can see flares, prominences, and of course, sunspots.
The transit of Venus was embraced in school classrooms in subjects from astronomy and geometry to history and zoology.
It's really good to see students getting involved in science, and that's what I love to see. Any way that we can enthuse students into science has got to be good, and it's one of the things that I think we do really well in the faculty at La Trobe.